How fast can you raise your vibration to get what you want? You want to raise your vibration, right? You do. That is why you are here. And you can. Your next question is probably, how fast? There are two main issues for that question, how fast? Lack of courage and lack of humility, that if you have them, you probably won't be able to raise your vibration until you overcome these two issues. To illustrate the first, I'll use Ty Lopez's email. Thank you, Ty. I had someone ask me the other day, hey Ty, if you could take one quote from throughout history and make it your life guide, what quote would it be? That's a pretty tough question, because you can use quotes in history as free mentor. If I had to take one quote and make it my purpose in life, it would be something I read from Alexander the Great. He said, through every generation of the human race there has been a constant war, a war with fear. Those who have the courage to conquer it are made free, and those who are conquered by it are made to suffer until they have the courage to defeat it or death takes them. Let me tell you, you get this one in your head and make it instinctually part of you, who you are and how you think, you will be head and heels miles ahead of the crowd. Sometimes, fear drives people more than reward. I think reward's more powerful, but it's like Alexander the Great says, fear is the horse running around inside your brain, it's the stallion, and that stallion will kill you. If you don't throw a saddle on it or and get on top of that horse and ride it, if you just stand in the corral with a wild horse, that horse will kill you, and that's what Alexander the Great means. Most people have never harnessed their fear, and so that fear makes them suffer. Most people's life is one of suffering. They're not in abundance, they're in scarcity. Get into abundant mode. To get from scarcity to abundance, I'm not just talking about money, I'm talking about health and happiness too. You can't be afraid to put in the work and take on big challenges. You can't be afraid to be successful. If you live in fear, you won't take risks and you won't take on challenges. Being successful ain't easy. It's gonna take hard work and time. Don't let your fears hold you back. The most difficult challenges in life can be the best things for you. This is courage deficiency, as I call it, or fear as you call it. Fear is necessary, but cowering is optional. The second issue is actually a bigger issue. It is intertwined with the master capacity gene, and the lack of it will hold you back from any growth. This is, in my experience, your lack of humility. Humility is the degree to which you can empty your cup so you can get new knowledge. To the degree you can say I don't know. That is the main sign of humility. What prevents you from being able to empty your cup? What prevents you to say I don't know? A delusion that you already know, or that you think it means something about you that you don't. And that doesn't match your inflated self-image. Also a profound distrust of anything that you are offered. Unless it matches what you say. You won't trust it. A desire to prove that you don't need it. An inflated self-concern. As if you didn't concern yourself overly with your safety, your self-image, you being right, looking good, dominating, etc., you disappear. In an old article I call that last one driving with your eyes on the hood of your car. One would think humility is a base capacity. Oh yeah, I forgot to say it's a DNA capacity. The ability to take your self-importance out of the picture. It feels as if you are killing yourself. It feels as if becoming vulnerable means you are allowing someone to slay you. To destroy you. So you won't allow it. And if you look, that is the last thing that you want, to be vulnerable. Not even to the people you love. Hell no. Other people call it ego, but they don't know, you don't know what that means, and what you can do about it. So I won't use that word. I'll continue calling it humility. It can be measured in many different ways, and in the starting point measurements. I measure it from different angles, to be sure that I am accurate. 1. Your vibration, 1 to 1000. 2. Your overall intelligence, emotional, intellectual, spiritual, body, relationship, etc. 3. The number of spiritual capacities you have. 4. Your soul correction, your machine, https://www.yourvibration.com/sc. 5. Do you have attachments? 6. The level of your health, 1 to 100. 7. The level of your cell hydration, 1 to 100. 8. Your relationship to feedback and instruction. 9. The level of discomfort you are willing to allow without trying to fix it. This is your DLB score. 10. The size of your vocabulary, the number of words you can use accurately. 11. To what degree you think of yourself. 12. Hash of fixed mindset. 13. Ambition. 14. desire. 15. Degree of inauthenticity overall, 16. Level of integrity 1 to 100, 17. How enslaved are you to memes? What percentage of your life is run by memes? 18. Do you have a bridge between your precious unquote, I unquote, and your actual I? What is your level of delusion? 19. To what degree you have access to your adult capacities percent 20. How teachable slash how coachable are you? 21. The level of your awareness? Of all the 21 measures, by now there are 44 measures, many point to the same thing. And answer some aspect of the question. Can you grow? Can you raise your vibration? And most importantly, can you learn new things and unlearn old thing? Let's see the itemized list and how the different measures relate to your ability to grow and raise your vibration. Your vibration shows from where you view the world, from your basement, mind, or from the penthouse. The number of spiritual capacities show how many genes are turned on in your DNA. Tools you have in your toolbox to do life successfully. Your soul correction shows what major capacity is missing for you to do life well. The measure, your relationship to feedback and instruction shows your attitude towards finding out bad news about yourself. Your TLB shows how much discomfort you allow yourself to have. It takes a lot of discomfort to grow. Your clarity score, your vocabulary score shows to what degree you can hear what someone says as they meant it. The lower the score, the less you hear. And most likely you replace what you read slash hear with your own narrative. Your inverse humility score. The more you think of yourself, the less you are willing to empty your cup and gain new knowledge. Your ambition and desire number tell a whole story. The higher your ambition, the more you are willing to do for what you want, including raising your vibration. A high desire number tells the exact opposite. Your degree of inauthenticity is inverse with your willingness to be taught, because you have an image to protect. Here is more. Your level of integrity shows to what degree you are willing to do what you set out to do. Low integrity? Likely you'll never change. How enslaved you are to the tree of knowledge. To unreality. This is the commonly accepted knowledge, societal, ethnic, the chicken coop. The white tiger. Unless you get out of the chicken coop, courage needed, you'll be unable to raise your vibration. Societal rules, expectations, rules, and your concern to be liked, accepted, etc. Adult capacities are rare. But the degree will show to what degree you are a little girl or a little boy crying for the bottle, or to have your ass wiped for you. Ultimately, the more things you call wrong, the lower your number. The level of your awareness of your environment and of yourself. If that number is low, you live in your head, or more accurately in Plato's cave. You are blind to most of reality. You look inward to see, not where things matter, not where things are happening, not where reality is. Low awareness will result in high delusion. And believing in magic methods like the law of attraction, voodoo, and other magical methods. More. Can you change these numbers? Of course, this is a snapshot. Yes, you can. But I don't know of many methods. I teach the Anna Karenina method while increasing your awareness of what doesn't work and eliminate it. Society wants you to add stuff and solve what doesn't work like that. But it can't work, doesn't work. Society pushes it because that is what makes commerce. Your friends, your family are not interested in you changing. They want you to remain the way you are. Lip service is just lip service. No one is allowed to flee the coop. And this is why you need the courage Ty is talking about. Got it? Okay, there is a third part that I don't want to ignore. Your foundation. Your physical foundation. If your health and hydration numbers are low, you are like a bird with a broken wing. If you have an undisciplined sleep schedule, if you are an insomniac, if you have to take sleeping pills to fall asleep, and Concerto or a bucket of coffee to be able to function in the morning. Also, if you need alcohol to get through the day, you like a solid foundation on which you can build. Integrity. This includes inconsistency. I have seen people suddenly take huge strides when they started to handle integrity. This program, 2021 note, now discontinued and is replaced by the Hero program. Here you have me and not another participant. The rest is the same, is still in beta test, but it is starting to show signs that it might work, the accountability forum. It works a lot like a mastermind. You post what you'll do, every day, and at the end of the day you say what you did and what you didn't do. I am not sure why it works so well, but it's amazingly effective. P.S. Note added on November 24, 2021. It seems that the master key is responsibility. Without responsibility, neither courage nor humility are able to stay open. I am talking about the genes that manage ability. I am republishing this article because I have noticed that a lot more people want humility and courage than want responsibility. They want to remain exactly the way they are with humility and courage added. But life, nature, reality of a human is not additive. It is more like a card game where the goal is to win. If you are a cheater, you have cards up your sleeve, and eventually will get killed or jailed. Because a card pack has 52 cards and that is what you can play with. If you want different cards, you can as for them, but have to give up the cards you now hold. You cannot have your cake and eat it. You cannot keep the cards and get more. So for DNA capacities to turn on, you need to give up what you get from them being off, being a moocher, a looter, a user, a taker, a cowardly little entitled SHT. Pompous, bragging, windbag. Lazy, hateful, spiteful adult-sized little kid. Or whatever you are. That you are not willing to give up. It's an exchange. Not an extra card. You can't cheat in life. PPS, I call concerns driving your car with your eyes on the hood. You'll be surprised to hear that courage deficiency, lack of humility, lack of responsibility, any capacity that can't stay up is a sign of a self-concern. I just finished a call with Bonnie, my partner in my Distinctions podcast. Two major takeaways. I found out that you think that I want you to want what I want. No. I want you to want what you want, and I help you to become the person who can have what you want. If you remain who you are today, you cannot have what you want. But if you can grow into a person big enough to have that, then you will be able to have that. Depending on the size of your self-concern, you are half blind, or maybe even totally blind. Your self-concern, like a contact lens, covers most of your eyes, and you cannot see reality. You can only see your self-concern and the stuff you invented to fix it. You can do two things from this article, depending on where you are at. You can get your starting point measurements. And you can get my call with Bonnie. If this is your first purchase, I won't sell it to you. Get your measurements, the call, or both go to www.yourvibe.me/211124.